Alice, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Hey, how's it going? Oh my God, that event sounds so impressive.
Oh my,
the Triple Crown sounds amazing.
Literally so much, so much happening. But not like overwhelming, just like, damn, much to see.
I know, so many things.
So Alice, how's the preparation going for all your upcoming concerts and tours the next few months? Because you've also got Summer Sounds, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange. Like, obviously, you know, due to COVID, like, we had to push back a lot of shows. And I have kind of been, like, really busy since the start of this month. So I'm kind of back in, like, show mode now. I feel good. I feel like I feel like I'm in the right headspace. I've been on tour. I just finished Wine Machine over the weekend and got another festival this weekend, and I had Summer Sounds a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm kind of like, I'm back in tour mode, which is so exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we just talked about like just how much stuff is happening at Merlin Darwin Triple Crown. But how are you feeling about being part of the Merlin Darwin Triple Crown concert?
Oh, I'm stoked. Like, I mean, any excuse to go back to Darwin, really. I love it up there. I love playing shows up there. It's like one of my favorite places to play in Australia. And stellar lineup, Bernard Fanning, and Ballpark Music as well. And I'm a massive Powderfinger fan, so I'm also really stoked maybe I'll get to meet him. What I said before, any excuse to get back up to the NT, I'll take it, so because I love it so much.
Oh, fair enough. And just wanted to touch really quickly on your most recent album, Don't Sleep. First of all, fantastic album. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Second of all, what was it like working, because you worked with a lot of artists on this album, a lot of like big, beautiful names. What was it like with your creative process and working with all these artists?
I mean, it's pretty surreal, really. Like over the past 3 years, I sort of was throwing myself into as many sessions, writing sessions as possible. And, I kind of had a list of names that I really wanted to write with. And I reached out to those artists and on that list were Thelma and Montaigne and Eka Vandal and Odette as well, and everyone on the record. So I kind of reached out, and a couple said no because they couldn't, but like most of them said yes, and I had a long list of songs, and then I had to shortlist them to what the record Don't Sleep is now. And I mean, I still pinch myself that whole thing happened. It's pretty amazing. You know, there were so many moving parts and 22 collaborators on the record. Like, that's a lot of moving parts. So being able to be in the presence of such phenomenal artists is something that I'm still pinching myself about.
Oh, of course. And I mean, you know, some of you've mentioned in the past some of your early influences, Jay Dilla, Onra, The Avalanches. How do you feel like they've kind of like influenced your sound over the years and today?
I think particularly like when drawing from those influences, like Jay Dilla and The Avalanches, is that you listen to that music, like their music, and you sort of, you know, it's kind of like soul music, like it really hits you in the chest when you hear it, and it kind of gives you the biggest adrenaline rush, and it's very emotional. And I guess that's sort of, you know, like those, that sort of influenced me to write the music that I do today and produce the music that I do today, is I try and, you know, try and make and produce instrument music that really, you know, hits you in the chest and has soul to it. And I guess that's sort of like what I kind of took away from those artists and what I still try to do every day, create meaningful music.
Absolutely. And last but certainly not least, what is next for Alice Ivy?
Oh, what is next for Alice Ivy? Well, I'm still, put out my record last year, so still playing a lot of shows off the back of that, which were postponed from last year, so lots of shows. I've been really busy. I just moved into a new studio in Melbourne, and I've been really busy in the studio doing a whole bunch of writing. So hopefully new music not too far away. And yeah, I guess, you know, heaps of shows, which is so exciting. I've been waiting for this to say that for months now. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely something that's kind of echoing throughout the Australian music scene. A lot of musicians just like, I'm so happy I get to do shows again.
I know. And I totally think it's, you know, something for like everyone as well. You know, it's like, yay, I get to see my favorite band again. And yay, I get to go to the pub and go see a band. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it's like
big time.
All of us. Yeah. We all deserve it because we work so hard. So.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Alice, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Great job with Don't Sleep. And I wish you all the best with all these tours you've got coming up.
Thank you so much. Have the best day.
You too.